This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As wheat harvest gets underway in several Washington regions, the coronavirus continues to throw challenges in the path of growers. Michelle Hennings, executive director at the Washington Association of Wheat Growers, says wheat prices are not looking great right now, with many just hoping they'll reach the break-even point.
Yes, we really need to get that wheat price at break-even. To help these farmers. I mean, it's difficult to farm. It's not rosy at all. And so if we could get to break even, that would be very helpful. But our market price just doesn't seem to want to quite get there yet.
Then Henning says they're worried things like the restaurant closures that happen here will happen in their export markets.
You know that we export 90% of our wheat. So, it did happen within the U.S., but then we're looking at if that happens in the Philippines or Japan when they're using our wheat to make their bread and their desserts. And if those, bakeries can't stay open, then you'll see our demand go down, and we don't want to see that.
Unfortunately, Henning says it keeps everyone guessing.
I think everyone's fluctuating like we are, They're trying to open up, and then you see the cases increase, and it kind of puts you at a standstill for a while. So, depending on what area you're at.
The scary part, Henning says, is nobody has a crystal ball to see what will happen in the coming months, which is very uneasy for farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.